Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, this is Jeff Green for Payments.com. With us for our podcast today is Jan Estep, President and CEO of Nacha. Thanks for being with us today, Jan.
Very glad to be with you, Jeff. Thanks much.
So, Jan, can you provide us with an update on Nacha's efforts to help companies handle remittances, both domestically and from abroad?
Sure. For those who aren't familiar with the ACH network, it's important to know that for actually decades at this point, we have been involved in helping to support payments plus information. And I call that out to begin with, really for two reasons. The first is that because it has grown and adapted over the ACH network since about the mid-80s, there's a lot of flexibility in terms of B2B payments with remittance that can be supported by the ACH network. But secondly, I call it out because the U.S. is actually one of the geographies that really has the ability to handle payments plus information. Other countries either don't handle any information, and in all cases, it's much less than what we can support on the ACH network. And I think that's good news for businesses in the United States. To dive just a little bit deeper, we have a variety of different ways to have formatted data with the payment. You can have traditional EDI, STP 820, X12 addenda, XML. You can have one addenda record. You can have actually up to 9,999 addenda records. So, again, the flexibility is there. And there is both a positive and a negative side to having that tremendous flexibility and support on the ACH network.
Hey, could you tell us a little bit about the XML ACH remittance programs and how it works?
Yeah, actually, last year, Nacha launched what we call an XML ACH remittance opt-in program. And essentially what that means is that parties can come together, use the ACH network to safely and securely transmit payments remittance information for B2B transactions. And they can use a standardized XML format that actually is compatible with Fedwire extended remittance format. So I call that out because it gives businesses really the added benefit of having to format in just one way across both ACH and wire. Since that time, since the opt-in program was launched in 2013, there's actually even some new news this year, and that is that Nacha worked with other industry participants internationally. And there is now a newly approved ISO 20022 remit message that can be supported on the ACH network in our country, and we're very proud to have contributed to that effort with the IFX forum, and now that is available for businesses throughout the United States. And I think it gives the added surety of knowing that the remittance standards that we use on the ACH network are compatible with those that can also be used in other countries.
Okay. So how about a little bit of discussion about the B2B payments SEC codes and how they're helping companies in the process?
You know, I mentioned earlier that we've had mechanisms available since the mid-1980s. And to translate that into ACH SEC codes, there is a CCD plus with addenda records, and that is a corporate-to-corporate transaction that includes only one addenda record. And then there is also the CTX code that allows for you to attach up to 9,999 addenda records. Those two payment types really give great benefit to businesses because they allow for the ultimate in straight-through processing, being able to have the payment with all related information. And if you expect to receive certain formatted data, you can set your systems up to actually allow for no people touching the payment in the middle and really take advantage of that information. So when you think about that over the decades, it's interesting to know that even in the last year, B2B transactions have increased almost 7% on the ACH network. But I think more importantly, we look at the addenda records, and the addenda records themselves have increased 10%. So individual companies are making more and more use of the ACH network, and in particular, this core competency there is in the ACH network to really handle the payment plus the information.
Mm-hmm. Are there certain aspects of B2B payments that make them more complicated to accommodate compared with other types of payments?
Well, what's interesting when I talk about this flexibility that we have in the ACH network, and, you know, I spit out some alphabet soup a while ago, right, when we talk about EDI, STP, XML, all the flexibility is there. And I think that gives robustness and great value, but it also raises a certain amount of complexity. Individual parties really need to agree what is going to be sent in order to really anticipate what is going to be received. So as I called out earlier, the United States is very different than most other geographies because we do have this capability to handle a lot of information. And I think the reason it isn't used more widely is because we do have the flexibility. Every business in the United States does not have payment information formatted and used in exactly the same way. And because of that, it does require a certain amount of agreement between parties. But let me just give you one short case study where I think it has worked well across industries, and that is that over the past few years, NACHA has worked with the healthcare industry. And within healthcare, they have a lot of payments that flow from insurance companies, from Medicare, from Medicaid, to providers across the country, be that a hospital, a doctor, a clinic, whatever. And the healthcare industry with NACHA created some rules to guide how they wanted to format that information. They now have a standard that links healthcare operating rules to NACHA operating rules for a CCD plus. They have a remittance advice indicator that flows with the payment that tells them where the information can be located. And again, I think it's just a small example of cross-industry coordination, the way we can work together to not only format consistently, but have rules relative to expectation of payment and information delivery that really make it easier for businesses in the end. So there are ways to take up complexity, and I think it is opening up venues of dialogue and forum and then supporting the formats with rules, i.e. business practices, that really allow for the parties to know what to expect.
Mm-hmm. So just to wrap things up, so what other initiatives does NACHA have underway right now that are designed to improve B2B payments?
Well, it's interesting because we look across different sizes of businesses, and certainly there are tremendous variation from a large corporate down to a small business. When you look at the most recent payment studies, you see that large corporates now have less than half their payments being issued by checks, right? So they've made that transition from paper to electronic. The opposite is actually true of small businesses. There are many more checks written by small businesses and accepted by them. So one of the things we're looking at is really easy ways to work with the industry to help small businesses initiate electronic payments directly from their bank account. And the reason that we think there's value in that is that if they can initiate a payment directly from their bank account, the small business is in control of knowing exactly what dollars they have there on the day. And so as we look at the value that can be derived, it is that ease of controlling the dollars, being able to direct the payment via what we would call an ACH credit payment. It doesn't have returns. It's a very clean payment. It's a very safe payment. And by the way, you can add the information with the payment. So I think it's a nice stepping stone. And as an industry, we're really working inclusively with a lot of parties right now to make sure that there are easier ways to initiate that ACH credit transfer right from a bank account.
Well, great, Jen. I really appreciate the time you spent with us today. It's always a pleasure, and NACHA's always got some interesting things going on.
Thanks for talking with me, Jeff.
Okay, look forward to talking to you again soon.
Bye-bye.